Special needs housing helps an array of people, including victims of domestic abuse, low-income families, or people with developmental disabilities. Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority recently awarded $500,000 to 25 organizations in Wisconsin. Community advocates in Milwaukee received $25,000 to rehab the heating and cooling systems in its emergency family shelter. CEO Joe Volk says it'll help families stay comfortable as staff help them move back into their own home. And community advocates are working with more people. Volk says the number of families at the shelter is up 20% since 2010.
And these are families that literally have no place else to stay. Were it not for the shelter, they might be out on the street, in a park, in an abandoned building. And with their young kids, that becomes a very serious thing.
Mark Perry is Community Action Incorporated of Rock and Walworth Counties, Director of Planning and Development. He says they have a growing waiting list for its emergency shelter, with more young families seeking help. Community Action received $25,000 to make its facilities handicapped accessible.
It's just a matter of making sure that we can serve all of the families and all of the individuals appropriately and respectfully in our service territory and in our community.
Community Action is the only temporary emergency shelter in Walworth County. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.